Blog Talk Radio. and people of God, to get into the very presence of God. Nothing else matters now. In fact, I want you to find yourself right in the Holy of Holies. I see His presence. I'm in His presence. While I'm there thanking Him, I know that I have a right. Whatever I need, He will supply. I believe tonight somebody just wants Him to open up the windows of heaven for you. Let it rain. Send down your blessings, Lord. I just need You to move in this place tonight. I just need You to move in this place tonight. He's doing it right now.
Hallelujah. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Of heaven, let it rain, let it rain. Help me, somebody, say it tonight.
feel the rain. I feel the rain. I feel the rain. I feel the rain. Anybody feel the rain? Anybody in this place, you feel the rain?
I feel the rain.
Is there anybody in here, you feel the rain?
I feel the rain.
I feel the rain. Maybe you need to look at somebody and tell them, it's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
You can't, Lord, change me.
Change me.
Can y'all help me Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Inspiration Factory. Tonight, I'm kind of excited about tonight. Well, first, let me introduce myself. You have your humble host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, joined with my brother-in-arms, none other than Mr. Alonzo, calling out from the great state of California. What's going on, Alonzo? Hello, Alonzo, are you there? Okay, well, are you muted? But that's okay. But tonight...
You already know I'm muted it. That's the crazy part. Let me just come in with a fashionable statement.
Ooh,
I would keep going, and you would catch up eventually.
I'm going to ask you not to throw me under the bus already. Don't do that. We did not even 30 seconds in the game.
Wait, I'm sorry. You made that one too easy. My bad. My bad.
Oh, man. Hey, you know, both the teams is red tonight, so I don't know how you're doing this, but I want you to know wherever you thought you was, the system outthought you in its times too. I'm just saying. Both teams is red tonight too? Oh, don't do that. Let's see who does it right, though. We'll see who do it right tonight.
That sounds like a challenge.
What's going on, though? How you doing tonight? I appreciate this. What's going on tonight?
Screen just disappeared. I was getting ready to bring this young man on. So don't go nowhere. Be prepared. I'm going to get to you in just 1 second. God willing.
Are you trying?
That's all it's going to take.
Are you?
I'm trying to get back into the studio.
Oh no, you did that number. You did that number. So, who do you have?
Yeah.
Well, you're three hours ahead. I don't want to ask everybody what you got the feelings for, but because it'll ruin the folks on the West Coast. But how do you feel about tonight? Let's go with that. How do you feel about tonight?
As far as what?
The game.
Oh, I ain't even watching. The Eagles ain't in it. I don't care.
Everybody's watching it. Come on now, everybody. Come on, everybody's watching.
Sorry about that. Yeah, you know, if I got to pick a team, I would go with the Niners.
Oh, my boy. Oh, I got excited.
I don't like you already. But let me open this mic right here. I hope I got the right mic. Would this happen to be sincere?
Hey, let's go. 732?
732. Maybe he's
muted. I'm going to stop, gang. Little vibes outside, the trees, drink the water.
Hey,
hello.
Hey. Watch it.
Hey,
hello.
What's going
on? Sincere. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Gotcha. Sorry about that little mix-up. Yes, sir. Hear you. Perfect. Perfecto. Sincere, I don't know if you know my partner at arms here, Mr. Lazo. Mr. Lazo, this is Sincere. If you don't know him, you will know him after this evening. I guarantee you.
Sincere,
it's a pleasure to make
your
acquaintance, sir.
It's my pleasure. I do believe that we have met before, though. Let me not act brand new, but tonight is a good night. The vibes is already going. I thank you for coming aboard, sir.
All right, anytime I'm invited to a space where I know it's going to be a good time, I'm there. You ain't got to threaten me with a good time, I always say.
Hey, that's what I like to hear. I just want to know
like
what kind
a man
of food you bring
my
to
own
the
heart.
Well, yeah, okay.
There you go.
Okay.
Yes, indeedy. Well, look, let's get this thing started because I'm kind of hype about tonight. So the first thing we do when we're ready to start a new show over here at the Inspiration Factory is we got to go before the throne. So if you don't mind joining us at the throne, Heavenly Father, We come before you this evening, Father God, with anticipation on what it is that you're going to bring to us this evening through our words, Father God. We thank you for those that have joined us this evening. We thank you for those that wanted to, and for other reasons, for life being life, could not be here this evening, Father God. We ask that you would continue to bless them and hold them in your loving arms. Father God, we ask that you would just and strengthen and empower those of us who look for you, Father God, for strength. These days are getting very hard, very, very difficult. And we just need to raise up those warriors or to just remind those warriors whose they are. So we look forward to what you're going to bring us this evening, Father God. And we thank you and we love you. It's in the precious name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, that I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Well, with that being said, now that we got that part, we can find somebody else to throw under the bus, Alonzo. You might be off the hot seat for a change.
Don't do that. Because I found out his last name. Wait, if this is the one, the last name Lewis, you know I got to already represent. So it's already done. I can't let you. I'm already step in front of the bus so that way I can be a demonstration.
Oh, wow. You see the kind of reputation that gets sincere?
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, see, they just got me painted as some vicious guy. But what I would like
I'm
for
so
you
used
to do,
being
my
on
brother,
Clubhouse, I keep muting my mic in between, you know, talking and not talking.
Look. They just told me you heard me. They just told me you heard me. That's all. That's the shit. Push play.
There you go. But Cecilia, why don't you introduce yourself to anybody that may not know you? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I'm Cecilia. I'm a spoken word artist. I'm originally from New Jersey. I now live in North Carolina. I'm 37 years old. I have two children. My life is a whole movie. I grew up riding horses. I grew up in North New Jersey. So I had a very eclectic upbringing, you will.
Hey, Brother Paul, does he know he's talking to the Virgos? First, let me start right there. Does he know he's talking to Virgos? Let me just put that seed down there because he's going to change his vocabulary all of a sudden. Check this out.
I lived in Newark for a couple of years, so I can understand and respect where he's going, why he used that word. That was very euphemistic. I like that.
Okay, that part.
But continue, sir. Hey,
listen, you
got to
know
your
words.
That didn't slip under the radar.
Go ahead, sir. Go ahead.
That's a good one.
Growing up, I moved from North to Union with my mom and my stepdad, and then, you know, later in my high school years, I moved with my dad down to Asbury Park, New Jersey. And I went to high school in Asbury, but we lived in Bradley Beach. My grandfather owned horses. We have like 60 horses out in Howell, New Jersey.
Oh, wow.
I spent most of my summer, on the farm at the stables. Taking out trail rides, guiding trails, and, you know, taking care of horses and things like that. But I'm also a city kid. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So it's like I said, I really have, when I look back on my upbringing, I really realized that I have a very fortunate upbringing to be, you know, to live in the hood, but to also experience country life, land ownership, family culture, passing things down through generations.
Generation, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so
Let me can I ask you a question real quick, though?
Yeah, sure, absolutely.
Like, all right. Okay, so you know, you mentioned horses a couple of times, so I know that it's a major asset in your life. I'm West Indian and Panamanian, so like I have a third world country vision too. Growing up, like in the Indian culture, when a newborn is born, they place it with a horse, and the newborn will grow a character with the horse. You know what I mean? Like as far as the human
nice.
With the animal spirit.
Animal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's so I definitely resonate with that story. That practice also, you know, the lore of indigenous practices.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
So my grandmother, my mom's side, we're from North Carolina. So another, like one of the reasons why I decided to come down here, outside of, helping to take care of my great grandmother, who's 92, was to tap back into my roots and, my culture, being American Indian and, being part of a tribe and, you know, just being able to tap back into, all the things of the land and you know, just like Alonzo was just saying, you know, just things like understanding there's a, you know, a spiritual connection between man and animal, you know, between what grows from the land and what you consume.
Right. So, and and the program.
Right. Yeah. That's a beautiful thing.
Okay.
The symbiotic connection.
I'm already enjoying. Look, I didn't clap. My bad. I got too excited. Look, I'm ready for round two. Let's go. Sorry.
Okay, round two. Look, you know, for round two, how about we
No, we didn't even start. No, you didn't even. Did you, I mean, you prayed us in, but let's. I know you prayed us in, but like, let's go. Let's. Oh, okay. My bad. Let me sit back.
You want to do some questions before?
I don't know. I'm really intrigued. I'm really intrigued.
But I tell you what. I see some hands up ready to ask him some things. So let's do this. Will you say we both pose a question just to pique his brain a little something for now, do a little poetry and come back and pique his brain a little bit. We have him until 10:30, 11 o'clock Eastern time, then he has to take off. So we got another hour and a half with him. Is that correct?
Oh, stand by.
Yes, sir.
Say
okay.
I'm here
with all the energy, you know what I'm saying? Like the energy is flowing, so you know, I'm ready for whatever, you know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna
hit you with a question. I'm gonna let Alonzo hit you with a question. Then we wanna hear after you respond to those questions, of course, then we wanna hear you spit something. But
ooh,
the question I have for you,
okay.
My brother. Yeah.
What happened? Why don't we stop? No, don't do that. Keep playing.
What do you see as your poetic purpose?
My poetic purpose is to enlighten the masses through the way I creatively use my poetry, right? I am a etymologist, which means I study the root of words and where words come from.
He breaks it down.
I have a penchant for being able to, you know, break down words in a way where it gives people a new perspective. And not only that, enlightening people to what grammar really is, what spelling really is, you know, what magic is, and how
my mother would love you with that. The English major would love that. The English major, my mother would love to hear you say what you just said.
Oh, listen, one of my biggest inspiration for writing is my mama, because growing up, as a punishment, she would make me read the dictionary and the sources and encyclopedias. And I don't know, like, she definitely didn't intend on me liking these things or later in life utilizing these things for my poetry and not only that, for my edification of in aspiration of seeking knowledge and, you know, going to search and research things. So, you know, shout to mom, you know what I'm saying, for
I know that's,
you know,
right.
Me being a little rebellious.
Brother Pot, I wanted to continue this thought. I had to put a pause. I had to put a comma and a pause right here because I heard a couple of for him to by his mom with the edification and saying things like that. I heard a couple of So what I just want him to know. Earlier tonight, I heard you say something about the hood side too. So I'm the character that I am. I am going to verbally joust you. Not like that.
Hey, you know, I'm with this shit.
Oh.
You're part of my freak.
Okay.
No, but at the same time, you just opened the door, so I understand. I did the same thing. I did the exact same thing, Brother Paul. I wish we had like a flashback. I feel like Martin typing right now. But
instant recalls or something.
Realistically,
man,
you just opened another door. I know God is doing what God does. The spirit has no reason for itself to argue. So right now it's the flesh that's having a conversation, and the energy that's vibrating right now, that's what's going on now. And for it to be the East West Coast, I for one is all for one, being a military guy that I am.
Absolutely.
Realistically, this is what's needed. This is what's needed. You know what I'm saying? So I appreciate that you actually took your time out of your day. Because I know you had to make a slot for this. This is a podcast. So, you know what I mean? This ain't like no drink champs or no. You know what I mean? This is us. And for
hey, all love is love.
Exactly.
I don't need drink champs to get love. I don't need, you know, these big platforms to get the same thing that I get.
It's not even that. It's the fact that you know the message tonight. The message tonight is about connecting with God, and we're leaving footprints. Right. We're leaving the footprints. We're doing his will, but we're doing it. We all have our own shoes on right now, but it's from the same designer.
Mm-hmm.
Can you dig what I'm saying?
That's right. That's right. And it's going to the fashion show he wants it to go to. Let me tell you.
Hello.
He makes no mistakes.
Hello.
It all
right,
together.
So that's what I'm getting at. So I didn't mean to interrupt you. I just wanted to thank you. That's what I'm getting at. I want to show you appreciation and thank you for calling in, because right now all three of us, the folks that are calling in or trying to get in with the hands raised or just listening or whatever, right now they're listening to the Three Wise King in a sense, but it's not. We're not Three Wise King, but, you know, you get what I'm saying? Right now it's a story being painted. So
yeah, there you go.
There. That part.
Absolutely.
You're playing your
Absolutely.
Part, and I thank you.
And I appreciate that, and I thank you for your kind words and the appreciation of my craft and what I bring to the poetry community, and just not even just the poetry community, going beyond the poetry community, just
there you
being
go.
Able to share
Hello.
Myself and my art with the world. So thank you. I appreciate it.
Yes, yeah. Brother. Yes.
I love that, my part, because I feel that we all have our part to play. So I appreciate you recognizing that. Now, before we get to hear him spit something there, Brother Alonzo, you got a question you'd like to pose to the brother?
No, we already. I did my piece. I went over my 2 minutes.
Okay.
I swear, but I'm gonna pull up.
Okay, so now, in the vein of some people always saying I'm the one to throw people under the bus, which is definitely not me. Brother Sincere, you got a piece that you would like to share with us to get things started? Then I'm going to do a piece, and then we're going to see if Brother Alonzo got a piece. And I see some people out here that got a piece and probably something to ask of you. So let's get this thing started, if you don't mind.
All right. So I'm going to start with this piece. This piece is called I Saw the Signs. I wrote this piece because there are signs everywhere, and my biggest inspiration is writing, right? So I'm inspired just to write, seeing signs everywhere, write about things, I find inspiration in everything, so this piece is representative of that.
Mike is yours, King.
I saw the signs, and it opened up my eyes. I saw the signs. Life is demanding without understanding. I saw the signs, and it opened up my eyes. I saw the signs. I saw the sign of a signature mixed with literature. So what is literary work? You know the lit, errors, R, Y, and they ask why. So I just tell them, because that's how the literary works. Or maybe it's pictionary first. You know, picturing addiction with dope diction. So I guess that's how a dictionary works. So I tend to think in thesauruses, having mental metamorphosis, a carpal tunnel in my cranium and osteoporosis out of my oral orifices to give you more of this and less of that. I see the stars in the sky, and those are zodiac signs, so can I measure maps? Because I know where the treasure at. Yeah, I saw the sign, and it was marked by X. You know, signing signals in a signatory flex where dotted lines meet et cetera, So maybe I'm the semicolon next. But why? Why am I the semicolon next? Because I'm focused on the transition, like the before and after, but I'm stuck in the middle, you know, in the middle of the transmission. Am I the middleman to ambition? So can vision be visionary? Because I found out that looking at the inside at a real impasse can be pretty scary. And the risks may vary. But they vary in degrees. You see, I grow like growth while dying to leave seeds. So my only question left is, who's burying the lead? Or who's burying the lead? And are they dying now? Because when leaders lead letters into making vows, you know, vows that make a marriage of metaphor and soliloquy, while divorcing my dreams of disasters and having a reception in my memory, you see, I'm dancing to dichotomies and electric sliding into infinity. Oh, it's true. So I guess the only thing left to say to this poem is, I do. And I did. I saw the signs, and it opened up my eyes. I saw the signs. Life is demanding without understanding. I saw the signs, and it opened up my eyes. I saw the signs. I saw the sign, and it told me to write. So I did. Cecilios, peace.
Well,
he didn't tell us he could sing too, Alonzo. See, he's holding back on us.
Boy, I'm finna juice you. Boy, ooh, I'm finna juice you.
Hey, you gotta say something. You gotta say something. You know what I'm saying? Something for the special event.
Hey, did you hear the excitement in my voice? Oh my God! Hey, stand by. Let me calm down. I apologize. Let me get the Barry White. Let me get the Barry White back. All right. So, yeah, you started with the singing, right? I saw the sign, and it opened up my eyes. Now, anybody knows anybody where that song came from the jump. So, Brother Paul, you know, normally I say something like, who did you write this to?
Who? Yeah.
So I didn't really write this to anybody. Most of my poetry is introspective. And again, like I said, I tend to find a lot of inspiration in just everyday things. So at work, they play music over the PA system. So this song was playing, like, and it was playing for a couple of days. Like, I had heard it a couple of days, and it just stuck in my head. So as I do yoga and I meditate religiously, so in the meditation session, I realized that this is a whole poem right here. You know, just seeing these signs, you know, the different types of signs that prompt a person to write, you know, whether it be a street sign, you know, whether it be numerology, you know what I'm saying? Like, we all got somebody in our family who likes to play the ticket.
Are you analytical like that?
I'm very analytical. I'm a hyper-focused type of person. Teacher said I had ADD. I just said I'm a genius. But
nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know that's right.
Do you know how to strategically put things together?
Yes. I very much like order of operations. To see how and why things are what they are.
There's certain criteria that you got to ask when you say you're a disciple of a child of God. That's so. Right now, like I said, I'm finna juice you. Like I know folks is listening, and they're like, when is he finna get ready to get into it? But I'm not really juicing you. When I say I'm finna juice you, like I'm really intrigued with the words that you are saying. I am listening to the. In our flesh, we would call it something like wordplay. Yes, wordplay. I think that's what it would be. And I listened to the whole poem as far as, like I said, you started off with the eyes. You know what I mean? And anybody that knows anybody, that's he brought that back. He hit a 80s button real quick for no reason.
But there was a reason.
Yeah. Do you dig what I'm saying? Right. So anybody that was listening, because we don't know your face. So the way how you presented it was immaculate. And
I have the Zoom link in the event page.
Oh, dude, look, he's really trying to do this. I've never talked this long.
I never have either. I'm just putting it out there. but yeah,
no,
that piece right there, though,
yes.
Man, though.
Yes.
Like you were saying,
stand by,
wordplay, though.
From the beginning to the end.
Seeing the sign in my signature, right? Like, you find the word sign in the word signature, right? Or or do you get signature out of the sign, right? So, like these interpersonal questions, right, that I have to ask myself as I'm learning words, right, as I'm learning what these words mean and
as I'm breaking them down, I'm realizing that, you know, I can take a sign and make a masterpiece.
Okay. So the next question is, like, if you saw If was a fifth, we'd all be lit talking some kind of...
Hey, yo, that's my dad's favorite slogan. That's my dad's favorite saying. If was a fifth, we all be drunk. Hey, yo, shout to the vibe. Shout to the energy.
had you talked? I'm saying I'm supposed to be in everybody's family. This is what I know I'm supposed to do. But like realistically, had you talked to your future self, what would you do? Would you listen? Or would you converse?
You know what? To be honest, I wouldn't talk to my future self. And
that's
because I don't want anything. I don't want to know anything that's outside of what's supposed to happen. Right. Like if I get to, like, I'm just saying from a time paradoxical standpoint, right. If I get to go meet my future self, right.
The only reason why I said if is because you said it like three times in 5 seconds. So that told me you have options. Like, you know what I mean? Like, but
so, okay, yeah.
Realistic.
So if I could listen to my future self, I would definitely,
yeah.
I would listen because knowing who I am now, I know that my growth to grow into my future self is going to be big. It's going to be huge. So, you know, with all this wisdom that I'm accumulating up into my future self, I would think it would behoove me to listen.
At the same time, now that you, I love the answer. I would do the same exact thing, but I can't answer for you. So there's a reason why I'm shutting up.
You know, so that, you know, we're going to keep things moving because we want to get as much out of this young man as we can in this short little time. We got an hour, a little over an hour. 319-527-6300 is the number to dial in. If you're in the event page or online listening, come on in. You have to dial out before the 11 o'clock hour. You won't be able to go into overtime with it. But
Just press one.
So you got to raise your hand and let us know that you want to hang out with us. You know, you're listening to the Inspiration Factory, which is an offering of Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network. The brainstorm of none other than author Larry D. Maddox, also known as For Real the Poet, who just so happens to also be the CEO of Rawlings Jewelry. You know, it's a line of jewelry, many with holistic metals and gems and things, and it's some beautiful artwork. Check them out. I got mine. You better get yours. But that's how we do it around here. I'm going to do a piece. And then my brother Alonzo, if you got a piece that you want to join in with us, then we're going to open these lines and let some of these other folks sample a little bit of Sincere. Now, this piece that I'm going to do it came about because I felt led one day to post on Facebook for everybody to just post a word, an inspirational word or something. And I was going to take those words and put it into a piece. And I wasn't expecting this kind of turnout, but there was like 70 words that ended up being posted. And this is the first time I've read that piece since that challenge. I just posted it earlier today. So this was just from, I think Friday is when I posted, Thursday or Friday or something like that. But from all the words that I got, this is what came about, and it's called Think About It. Once upon a time, before there was time, there was a time where time became time.
a time when, through the physical manifestation of a most phenomenal love, something unique and unprecedented occurred. Universes, stars, suns, moons, mountaintops, oceans, vegetation, every form of existence came to be by God's spoken word. God spoke a particular planet to supply the needs of his most cherished creation. Every need was met before giving his breath of life with human life, being his word's manifestation, to reign over earth in peace, living in harmony, happiness, and godly adoration. Earth was home to paradise until some expelled fallout from heaven, Lucifer, struck a blow and his taint beguiled, injected and infected mankind and earth with sin. Paradise, as the Garden of Eden, was no more. Without focus on God declining, discernment weakened, and man fell from grace. In truth, I believe when that occurred, a smile from the face of God was erased. God, who operates outside of the confines of time, allowed man to make his own choices. While in mercy, grace, and patience, he waited and yet still waits. True to his blessed, forgiving nature, a restorative path back to him was predestinate. Amazing is the completely healing deliverance, mercifully heavenly sent, to think that in his time and by his will, hope and salvation was born when God's Son gave his life on Calvary's hill and the veil of the temple was rent. Miracle of miracles, man had direct access to God's presence once again. Redemption, made possible through Christ's death and amazing resurrection, demands the path for deliverance from sin, a renewed fellowship bathed in his precious guidance, his commitment, understanding, and righteous discipline. Over time, it seemed and seems that the entire human race became desensitized to the inspiration, the motivation, the realization of the greatness of God's love for us. The same God we are phasing out, even unto where teaching our youth of God and his command is quickly fading away. It would seem that simple respect, morals, unity, or even the angelic sound of a child's laughter dwindling. And I fear that this godless decline into despair, regrettably, is here to stay. However, hallelujah, even in the midst of all that is askew by our perception, there is victory if met in faith. By the restoration of self-love, empathy, and gratitude, it can be done, and you will have won. I refuse to believe that chivalry is dead. I believe that within each of us, there still lies a spark of he who specializes in unity, joy, and righteousness. I refuse to believe that we have become so blinded, we can no longer see how blessedly we are blessed. I am so proud to declare that I am a child of God, striving to live in kindness, sharing his awesome word, exemplifying God still resides in me, guides and uses me for his glory and his love, not for personal or ambitious worldly admirations. All good things come from above. It is his mercy that is the source of divine inspirations. Despite it seeming as if all is lost, goodness
being forgotten, or failing and falling into the hands of the beast, at the very least. Humanity's heart having become necrotic and hard. More damage of the enemy, no doubt, exposing our fears and pains, and where we've been mortally scarred. But God, He has more than proven that humanity is blessed and highly favored. We were made in the image of God Himself. Each of us, uniquely formed in divine purpose and in confidence. A strong, persevering reminder of whose we are. Possessed with the love of God, the foundation of our spiritual wealth. We are recipients of countless blessings, strong enough to use compassion as a weapon with which to wage war against the enemy known as hate. Yes, I still believe there is hope for the human race. I believe we shall yet, hallelujah, unite with God's word as our banner of victory, guiding lost souls towards the star shine illuminating His pearly gate. But the clock is ticking. Don't wait till it's too late. Think about it.
There is just no reason. No reason. I think this episode right here is going to be the extended version. We're going to have to put this one in clips. But, this one right here.
I'm so used to a soundboard being there, so I want to give you a round of applause. Like, I'm so used to a soundboard.
More snaps, right?
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I'm gonna go ahead and let Sincere give his comment on this one first.
I thought this was a well executed piece. I find self reflection and self empowerment one of the biggest forms of motivation. For me, like, you know, finding that inner light and that will to keep moving past all of, you know, all the struggles, all the trials, all the tribulations, and really see the goal at the end. You know what I'm saying? And then once making it there, being able to look back and being like, yeah, I did that.
Yeah. Or he enabled me to do that. I would tell people in a minute I cheat with anything I write because my daddy gives me help, you know. But it just never boggles my mind when I go back and read something that he is urging me to write. And then I read it and say, wow, yeah, that is nothing but him, because I would have never put that together that way, or I would have never done that, you know. But when you avail yourself to him, the things that you achieve together. And, you know, that there was a comment that you made earlier, and that piece right there kind of tie into the answer you gave me to your question when I asked you about what did you see as your poetic purpose, and you said to enlighten the masses. That piece you did was just that as well. And that, I think, is part of my purpose as well with what I write. And I see that coming through in pieces like that when God enables me to write something like that. Like we say, we have no idea why we write these things. We just write them and allow him to do his thing with them, because he's got a purpose for everything that we've done tonight. So we've, like you said earlier, we're doing our part. We're putting it out there, now let him do the rest.
Correct. And for me, that piece reminds me, it don't even remind me, I feel like you are living up to your name. So I feel like you're like the 2024 version of Paul. And like, you're seeing the journey and you're writing your journey and you're telling, like, as you said, the mess and how we Yeah.
And it was just amazing because when I saw the list of words that people were putting out there, I'm sitting there scratching my head. And out of all those words, there was only like three words that were duplicated. And, you know, so I gave the person who put those words an opportunity to replace it. But it was just amazing. And I'm sitting there thinking, how in the world? But like I said, midstream, I said, well, wait a minute. I did say I felt the Lord was inspiring me to do this. So if he's the one behind it, I don't have to worry about what's going to come out of it. Just go ahead and do what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, and you wrote it in two sentences, so it was powerful. That part. You didn't even have to write a whole paragraph. You wrote a whole two sentences.
And what's that saying? Go Greyhound and lead a drive into him. You know?
Okay.
Yes, I appreciate that. Now, Brother Lonzo, I want to pick your brain just a little something. Did you have something that you wanted to share with the masses this evening?
I mean, I'm going to be honest. I really don't have nothing freshly written. I really wanted to I'm more of a sonic kind of guy, so I wanted to give the mass more of a composed image. Let's see if I could play my track.
Are you in the studio?
No, I can't get there.
Oh, and that's still the problem. What was that called? Let me see if I could find it. It was in the studio, right?
It should still be there.
Yeah, okay, if it was in there, let me see if I can find it. Let me see if I can find it. In the meantime, what do you got going on out there in the poetry world? You got a couple of awards under your belt, don't you, Sincere?
Yes, sir.
Yes, so shouts to Michael Gwynn Entertainment. I took first place in the to be a revolution for the Revolution Slam, and that was actually hosted by Gia Scott Heron, Gil Scott Heron's daughter. So I was able to, you know, meet with her and chop it up with her, and that was great. And as a result of me winning that competition, I was able to get flown out to Texas, all expenses paid, and a feature show. That event, I was able to have my first chapbook published and printed up. So I still got a couple copies of them left. It's been an amazing journey so far, because I just started doing this, you know, I just started doing spoken word, like, you know, professionally a year ago, you know, maybe a year and a half.
Oh, wow.
So I'm fairly new in comparison to the many spoken word artists and poets that I'm around on a daily basis. So shouts to all of those people that have been integral part of this growth process and my poetry.
How long have you been writing for?
I've been writing since I was in elementary school through middle school. I won competitions in school. That was one of the things that that my teacher saw in me early, that I had a gift for writing. They would enter me into, you know, inner school writing short story competitions, and I won a few of those. Later in my high school time, my teacher entered me in a competition called Poets for the Park, and I won that, and I was published in the Asbury Park Press paper during high school. So I was like, I graduated 2004, so I was like 2002. So I've been writing.
I'm sorry.
For
I'm
a
sorry.
Long time
when When did you graduate?
2004.
Oh, okay. He said, you're going to be proud about that. What do you mean? Did that after everybody thought the world was supposed to shut down in 2000, Y2K?
Right. I remember that. I definitely remember that. Mm-hmm. It's all going to crash.
So
you've been down.
Okay. You everybody was eating canned goods.
You're right. But Alonzo, I found your track. So, what do you say we play Alonzo's contribution before we open up that first mic?
Yes, sir.
Let's get it.
All right.
For those that are in the listening world, this is what I call this a backyard boogie track. This is not one of those that's supposed to be, blasted out loud in the club. This is one of those jazz. You don't need to turn it up too loud. You know what I mean? Listen to the message. Enjoy. This is called Why Did You Choose Me? I am actually
so I know that it went too quick.
No. That was that's too late. It can push play.
The best love that I've born once in my lifetime. Some can recognize it. It's not what you do, but it's also who you are that separates the great from the greater. No matter where you're from, where you end up, always remember who you are.
Thank you.
have it, Mr. Alonzo. I've heard that one before, and it still poses that same question that stems from that title, but I'm not going to go in on that piece. I'm going to see what
I don't understand
Mr. Sincere,
why not.
What do you
I
got?
I don't understand why not.
Huh? Because I'm going to let Sincere say what he has to say for you.
Hey, I'm still over here. I'm over here too, Captain. I'm over here getting my jungle boogie on. Like,
that's powerful. Why did you choose me, man? Mm-hmm.
Bumba Clan, respect, boy, respect, Bumba Clan.
That sounds like a thumbs up from the brother. Yeah.
Okay.
That was
okay.
You in there singing though.
I mean, I couldn't really hear the lyrics too well. It was really fuzzy, but the beat and the vibe from what I could hear, it was a lit track. So I would definitely want you to send it to me, like so I can.
No, I appreciate that. I appreciate that. That's the reason why I was saying it was more of a jazz track. I was trying to find the volume so I could turn it down on our side, but I didn't get to it in time, so it was coming in distorted. I was feeling real Kanye for a second.
But it gives ambiance. It gives ambiance, and it definitely sounds like something that would be played in the lounge. You know what I'm saying? Like, get the ladies going.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Appreciate it.
And the lyrics would have made it even if you could have gotten those lyrics. It's a powerful piece in that way too. Asking that question, why did you choose me? And that makes me think of so many things when I look at things in my life. Why did? Sincere's call dropped. I hope he knows to call back in.
He's gonna call back in. He already knows. He's supposed to do that in public. He's supposed to do that in public.
See, there'd be a lot of talk. Maybe trying to start some stuff. But I'm going to open this next mic and bring this queen in because I know her arm's getting tired of holding it up in the air. But I definitely appreciate the Miss Lisa Lips for hanging in there with us. Welcome to the Inspiration Factory, Queen. Lisa, are you muted? Hola, 334. Alonville. Okay, I had to make sure that you were still there.
I heard something else. No? Okay, so Miss Lisa, you have to come. Please call us back in since we have you on lock. Call us back in and we'll put you online.
Let me see if we bring this next one in. Open up. This next is one half host of a show or two on Epiphany line, and this is none other than La Perla Negra. Danielle, what's going on, Queen? How are you?
Hey, it is Diva Talk.
Don't you have something else that you're still involved with?
Monday night, I'm in King and Queen's Quarter, co-hosting with King Atterbury.
Okay, that's why I was saying that you had a couple of hands in a couple of shows. Busy woman. But
I'm trying.
I see you. You're doing more than trying. That modesty ain't gonna work to those that know better.
Oh.
You're doing it.
Thank you.
How to say, you're doing the darn thing. But, wow.
And I don't see Sincere's number. Pop back up yet. Okay. Anyway, you've been listening for a while, Danielle. So what do you think of the show so far?
I'm loving it. I'm enjoying it. The music, the singing, the poetry. I'm really enjoying it. But I have to let you know I'm paying attention to the game, too, and it's giving me anxiety.
Multitasking. So what's the score?
Yes. Oh, my God. They tied up. They in overtime.
Get out of here. What's the score?
19-19.
No, come on.
The Niners should have had it. For real, for real.
I kind of got a 50 on both of them, though.
Oh, Lord.
You know, it's a major echo up in here.
See? Kicking people off. Now the echo's coming back. We ain't had that echo.
Yeah.
Whose radio?
It just came back about like 10 minutes ago.
I think this might be Sincere down here. Let's see, if that's you, that's 732. Push 1 so you raise your hand. I know that's you. The echo's gone now, it sounds like.
See
you back in the house. Welcome back, my brother.
Hey, my fault. I hit the button by accident.
No, I ain't even mad.
That's you're back. That's all that matters. So, I don't know how long you've been back, but you see, we have La Perla Negra on the line, on the air with us right now.
Yeah.
How you doing, Miss La
Perla? I'm good. I'm good. How are you?
I'm peaceful and abundant. Thank you for asking.
Oh, peace and blessings to you. And that echo is right back again.
You see, are you on speaker, Sincere?
No, I got my headphones.
I wonder if that's going. Let me see something. Danielle.
Yes.
Oh, it's still there, isn't it?
Yep. And I don't have you on speaker.
Yeah, and I just muted Sincere's phone, and so that wasn't the cause either. But we're gonna work through it regardless. Did you bring a question for the features for the evening?
I did. I'd like to know, Sincere, when did you find your voice in poetry?
That would be when I found Clubhouse. Because prior to me stepping on Clubhouse, I wrote. I also did music. But at the time where I stepped into Clubhouse, I hadn't done music for years. And finding poetry rekindled my passion for writing. And I realized that what I was seeking through music was attainable through poetry. And doing poetry allows me to be authentically myself. I don't have to cookie cutter myself to any type of industry or label or anything like that. I can just authentically be myself and write what I want to write. And it be accepted and be applauded. So, To answer your question, it would definitely be Clubhouse where I found my voice to do this and to be here now.
Nice.
I appreciate you answering the question, but that echo is so distorted. I really couldn't understand anything. I'm so sorry. I didn't want to interrupt you while you were talking, but I couldn't. I really couldn't understand anything because the echo was like taking over. Okay, it's no echo now. Okay.
Okay, we good? We good?
Yeah, it's great. No echo.
Okay, I turned my Bluetooth off. I turned it back on. It might have been my Bluetooth was giving some type of feedback. So.
Okay. Would you be so kind as to repeat your answer for me, please?
Oh, absolutely. So I came into being a spoken word poet when I found Clubhouse. Prior to stepping on Clubhouse a year and a half ago, I was a music artist. But at that time, I hadn't done music for a couple years. And I didn't really have the drive to do music anymore. And when I found these rooms on Clubhouse doing poetry, I was like, oh, okay. So I realized that what I was searching for in music, I found through my spoken word. I was able to be myself. I didn't have to conform myself to what a label wanted me to be and whatever type of message that label wanted me to produce. I could be authentically myself, and people would applaud me for that. So finding my voice was really in the validation of my peers, of acknowledging my work and my talent. So, like, I always knew I was talented, but when, you know, others recognize your talent and want to hear and see more of it, it really defines my purpose in poetry.
Awesome. You know what? I can appreciate that because until I came to Epiphany, I had no voice in poetry. And that's where I found mine. Pretty much like what you said, I was validated through my family members here in Epiphany. And it's such a beautiful thing because I have noticed that my pen has expanded and grown, and it was all through paying attention and learning from, you know, everybody here in Epiphany and the purity and the love. But I appreciate that. I really, really do. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Awesome. Thank you for your question. I appreciate that.
And Danielle, I think that's one of those questions a lot of us can relate to because, I feel kind of similar to that. And it's with Epiphany as well. So it's a beautiful thing how we support and validate one another. I also want to remind you, Sincere, feel free to any of your upcoming events or whatever, place that in your contact information, place that on the event page so people know how to get in touch with you, your book information and all of that.
Okay.
And now, one of the better parts of you coming on to the show tonight, Danielle, you got a piece for us?
I do. I got something. It's kind of old, but it's a piece nonetheless.
It's new to me.
You've been doing some of your old stuff the last few nights I've been listening to, and you've been burning up microphones, so I don't want to hear nothing about it. It's old, because especially I'm going to say there's some good stuff in the old these days.
I definitely want to say this as a newer poet. There is no such thing as an old poem. Right, because what I'm learning, what I'm coming to understand is that I will always be in front of new ears.
Mm-hmm.
So what might be old to me, right, mm-hmm. is always going to be new to somebody else.
Absolutely.
I'm here for your newness.
There you go. There you go. And even if it's a piece you've heard more than once, you hear it the second time, it's almost like a new piece because it's performed from a different place from that person, and you're in a different place, so you're receiving it and seeing some different things in it. So they're always refreshing themselves.
I agree. I absolutely agree. Thank you for that.
And with that being said, Queen, The mic is yours.
Thank you. This is called I Am His Child. You want me battered, tattered, broken and bruised, but you should understand my strength. It comes from what I've been through, and God holds my hand to pull me up just in case I fall through. And no, I won't admire the pattern on the floor, because each blessed step that I take is already mapped out by the sun, the moon, and the stars and more. I keep my head up because God wants me to, and his love is in me. I guess it's sort of a humble vanity. If you see me look down, trust me, a pebble popped into my shoe and I needed to get it out just to toss it back at you. I know you wait for me to stumble, perhaps even fall, but baby, you still don't get it. I've got the strongest safety net of all. You see, I'm at peace indeed and divinely inspired. I am unconditionally loved and completely covered. My heart is as open as the ocean with a blessed sparkle in my eyes. Without judgment, contempt, or despair, my arms are always welcoming to give comfort and protection. Because his love is always beside me, inside me, and all around me. I shine bright and I vibrate high, because I am his child. See, when we were given a soul for a reason, and it's a soul for redemption. Because even though Spirit knew that we had obstacles and trying times ahead of us to face, peace and love was the set intent for it to stay. So I will always choose soul over ego because regardless of what I face, I've always found through the stillness of my peace, true love will always find its way back to the heart it was home in. Now many will try to lead you into a dark place away from the truth of the light, and they'll even try harder because I know my home is with Spirit. But the good thing is, the creator of all keeps the light on and a door unlocked for me. I am his child. And that's their piece.
That part. Man, I'm with sincere 100%. Now, there wasn't no word about that piece. It's still so very relevant today. Girl, go ahead. Man, look, that was a powerful piece. I love your little oxymoron there when you talk about your humble vanity. You know, it don't make sense, but it made perfect sense in the context that you used it. There was a couple of lines in there that were just a well-written, well-delivered, well-received poem.
Thank you.
So I appreciate you for bringing that.
Alonzo,
my pleasure. I'm thanking you for bringing that piece. That I am his child. If that don't validate you, nothing will.
I think we all have
Eliza,
an ego.
You got something for that piece? Yeah, but you better. You got to do a little bit of pride.
It's a spiritual ego, though. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
It's not like I'm trying to be him. I'm just proud that he considers me, period. You know, that type of thing.
I tell everybody like this. Spiritually, I'm untouchable. Because I know I'm covered. You might scratch me, you know, you might bruise my flesh, but spiritually, I'm a warrior. Trust me, I am a bearer of arms in the spiritual world. I ain't worried about nothing.
I know that's right.
Yeah, if you don't know my name, you know it now.
Okay.
Okay. That part, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, play that. Play that. Amen. I respect it.
Thank you.
And I know Brother Sincere has something for that piece.
Oh, okay. Absolutely. I thought that peace is one of the most important things in your life to have, and not allowing someone to take you out of your truth and being being steadfast in your convictions to what brings you peace, and not allowing someone else to dictate the terms of how your peace is had, is that should be on a bumper sticker, right? Like that needs to be the affirmation of every day when someone gets up in the morning and looks at themselves in the mirror, that, you know, I'm not going to let nobody take my peace today.
Okay.
Right, because we get up, we go through all of the social interactions, and, you know, we at times don't realize how energy draining that is. And the more energy you drain, it becomes harder to maintain that peace. So shout out to you for, you know, definitely keeping your peace and being peaceful, being full of peace. So shout out to you.
Thank you. It took me a long time to get to this point, to have that inner peace. It took a lot of patience, a lot of forgiveness, and a whole lot of prayer, I'm trying to tell you. And it was worth it. You know, it took me a long time, like I said, to get to this point. But within going through everything I went through, I learned how to love myself. And that's where my peace of mind started to come in at, because I learned how to set boundaries. And I started to, you know, the demons that were against me started to be revealed to me. So that taught me a really, really strong discernment. And now I know that I am loved. I know that I was actually never really by myself. But I also realized that I had to go through some things in order to get to where I'm at. And I appreciate everything that I have gone through. What people don't understand is every experience that we have is a test of our character to see if we can make it through to the next test that we're going to go through. And all these tests are just to lead us back to the highest that we can get, and that is love. If you can't give love and have love for yourself, then you just, you know, you're going to find yourself in still residing in hell. You know, hell is not some pit of fire that you burn in for eternity. That just doesn't make sense. You make your heaven and hell right here. You can either vibrate high to love, or you can stay miserable and low where you know, and reside in hell here on earth. You don't necessarily have to wait until you cross over to have heaven and experience peace and true love, you know. But people, you know, it's a lot of learning. This world has completely flip-flopped and started going against the natural order of things, the way that the Creator set it out to be. And I am not judging anybody, but you have to find kindness and forgiveness in your heart for humanity. And I know it's hard. I know it's hard because all of the crap that's going on. But you have to keep that winning mindset, knowing that you do have the victory sticking on the side of the Lord. And that's just the way it is. No matter how hard things get, understand that it'll get better. Or as my late husband used to say all the time, it'll be greater later. Just be patient.
That's right. That's right. I'll use that one too.
Exactly.
That is true.
Paul, you know, you got to send me over to, I don't know what it is, the worship lounge or something, because you know I'm a chatterbox.
The praise lounge.
The praise lounge.
But yeah, I was so glad you came too with all of that, Danielle. It's funny because earlier this evening, one of my adopted nephews and I were having a conversation, and I was saying the same thing, that if I could go back and, you know, be
18 again, I don't think I would change anything, because it took all that I went through to make me who I am today, to develop who is today. And I kind of like me for a change. So I had to go through some of them stupid mistakes. I had to go through some unfair experiences. I had to go through the trials and the tribulations to empower myself, to strengthen myself, to prepare myself for what's to come. And so I agree wholeheartedly with all that you said. And yes, you know how we can do. So I'm going to send you over to the praise lounge and pull in this next caller, because we have like maybe 20 minutes before our feature has to go. So I want to get this next caller in and time these next two callers in. So thank you so much, Danielle.
Thank you. One mic.
Yes, you did tell everybody what you got going on with the Tiffany, right?
Yes, I did.
Okay. And you can always post it on the event page for those that want to see it later. I'm going to try to get the whole weekly rundown put up there before I set it down. But thank you so much, Queen. One love, one mic. God bless you.
You're welcome. God bless you. One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was La Perla Negra. We're going to go back to Lisa Lips and see if we can get her up in here now. It's area code 334. Lisa Lips. Are you there, Lisa? Are you muted, Lisa? Going once. Going twice. Yeah. Okay, we'll come back to Lisa again. We're trying to get Lisa back on the line, but
she
wasn't working.
Herself, though.
Yeah, so I'm going to bring on someone that is no stranger to the Inspiration Factory, none other than Gina Storm. Happy Sunday, Gina. Unmute yourself, Gina.
Very horrible.
Of course. It wouldn't be me. I legit thought I had unmuted myself because when I heard you unmuted, I'm thinking, ooh, let me do that too. So the way that my life is set up.
Well, it was just a Gina moment. How are you, Queen?
A Gina moment. I'm happy.
That's okay. That's what we love about you.
Yeah, don't worry. I can do this. Yeah, I'm
in a good place. Now, Gina, do I have to introduce you to our feature of the evening?
No, Sophia and I are acquainted with one another.
Believe me, I know the answer to that one. I know the answer to that one. And I know I don't have to introduce you to Alonzo. So we are all family tonight. That's right. Now, did you bring something that you wanted to ask of our feature for tonight?
It's very rare that I run into an individual who has as much positivity, genuine happiness and joy in their energy as he does. I'd like to know if he has, trouble with the woes, a bad day. How does it affect him? Because I know when you stay high energy and it's always positivity that you move in, it's sometimes catastrophic for you when you have a bad day. So I'd just like to know how you cope.
Excellent.
When I'm dealing in negative energetic space, I tend to smoke weed, drink tea, meditate, or do yoga, or a combination of those things.
That legit mirrors how I decompress and I'm in a bad head space around negativity. So it makes sense. I get that.
And I was curious as to whether yoga and meditation would come into play.
One of my biggest stress relievers is hugging trees. So I'm a big supporter of nature and being one with the natural law of things. So I'm very in tune with nature, so sitting outside, sitting under trees, hugging trees, tapping in with the roots, and really just finding the peace that life naturally provides for me. So I tend to be outside a lot, especially if I'm feeling negatively charged.
Yeah, there's something in that. I'm not quite sure what it is yet. Hug a tree.
Well, the reason why trees are so instrumental to our ecosystem is if there were no trees, there'd be no life. Right.
Exactly.
And, the significance to the mycelial network that resides under a tree system is ancient, in a sense that the mycelium network of trees goes back to the beginning of Earth. So whenever Earth started, these root systems were there in order to allow the trees to not only communicate with each other, but to give each other nutrients. Because this mycelium carries nutrients, information through its network to other trees that are connected to it. That's also why, like, I wrote a piece speaking about the roots of your hair. So, like, the roots of your hair are similar to the roots of the tree, and that's kind of like kind of the reason why we say, we have a family tree, right? Because it always goes back to the roots of, whatever that flower or that tree produce, or that seed produces from that fertile soil.
Excellent. Nice. That's a whole show in and of itself. But I feel a piece that started off of that. I would be sure to that you hear know of it when I finish that's hug a tree. That's powerful right there. I appreciate that response. Wow. See what you do, Jeannie? You come in here and you get me thinking.
Hey, I'm not trying to compete with your hug a tree piece, but please know that I'm writing one too. So let's go.
Uh-oh. I know that's right. Oh, shoot. That's going to be a lovely thing. But did you bring something that's not hugging a tree tonight? But no. But then again, with your abilities, you could freestyle something if you wanted to.
I'm probably going to do a combination. I'm going to keep out this one for my brother Sincere. I love his energy. I love his answer. I also am a lover of nature. I would love to walk barefoot in the grass, but I'm allergic. But hugging a tree is something that I can do realistically. So thank you for putting that one out there, sir. Please know that is a promise.
I know that's right. And one quickie before you go in there. Alonzo. Are you there? Or are you multitasking? I'll ask him that question after your piece. I got a question for him. But with that being said, Gina, the mic is yours, queen.
I had to pull it up somewhere here for my outline. I'm about to piece out this one titled simply, Sincerely, You Are. Sincere, you're truly a rare breed. Native to the country in which we dwell, because you be wife and parent and a hubby, scholar, gentleman, you're an anomaly, wrapped in enigma. Maturely youthful, a pleasure to experience, not what I expected. And as a poet that is new to this as you are, you have a reason to know that I need to purposely pick up my pen. When I wrote this piece for you, I thought, he's going to inspire me. But here he is again on epiphany. So I had an epiphany that I needed to add something to the piece that I wrote previously because it was wonderful due to the way that you think. I love your philosophy and the way that you see life and all the things that you speak. I feel like, my nephew and I'm going to be your favorite auntie, and me and you get together, spend some time, and we'll be 420 friendly because you're a wordsmith with the gift. And I'm so glad that you brought it here tonight so that I could share this, even though it's not the same one you heard previously. which sometimes depends on the longevity that you can see in people.
Wow. Awesome. I wasn't prepared for something to be that short from you, Gina. not saying that you still didn't get your point across, but beautiful. And I love your little 420 friendly reference, because I was just writing down my thought I had for Alonzo when I get him back. I think we're all on the same page with Sincere's method of escape from the negativity that he was speaking on. But your piece, I need the title to that piece one more again, Gina.
Sincerely, you are sincere.
A cherry, you are?
No,
sincerely, you are sincere.
Sincerely, you are sincere.
Okay, thank you. Sincerely, thank you.
Thank you, Auntie Gina.
Sincere.
You're
and
welcome,
you know what?
I'm so proud of you.
That title
for all of those in the audience who don't know, Auntie Gina has been one of my, you know, biggest supporters since I started Clubhouse. So I got a shout out to her, to the Small House of Poetry, all the, you know, and all the other spaces, because there's so many to name. But all the other spaces that allow me to share my portion and share my light, and to not only share but to be a part of some amazing programs and some amazing spaces with some amazing people. So thank you, Auntie Gina.
Awesome, awesome. Now, Gina, you before I ask you for your plug for your poetic endeavors. You want to hang out with me because his time is running short. So I would like to afford him the opportunity to share another one of his pieces with us before
I'm not going anywhere.
Depart from us.
Yeah, I am here for
awesome,
it.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Okay, so I'm going to leave your mic open because I want him to spit his piece, and then I'll just leave your mic open, and then we'll go from there, okay? So, Sincere, would you do this?
Myself.
There you go. Perfect. Thank you, love. Would you do us the honor of hearing another one of your pieces? Now, I don't know if I'm throwing you under the bus with this, but I saw a video of you doing one. I think it was called Candy or something along those lines.
Mm-hmm.
Candy Girl or something. Okay.
Is that the piece you would like to hear?
If that's not too much trouble for you. There was something about that piece that just drew me. That was the piece that really solidified you for me.
Okay. Hey, listen, it's your platform. I'm gonna get a host if they want.
Oh, man.
All right. So this piece is called Candy. I wrote the piece again because it was one of those songs I heard at work, and I decided to turn it into a piece. I want candy. I want candy. I want candy. I want candy coated cases of calligraphy and chocolate cover commas that separate the I from the mage, so that you could see that there's real magic in my imagery. So can you image me being broken down into Reese's pieces? You know, piece by piece, just to piece my thesis. I had to release my genius. Because they say Smarties are sour. Well, I tell them time tastes tart, especially when a second tastes like an hour. So can I take 5? To feel the awe and joy, because I was a nerd turned lifesaver at the end of my nerd rope. Well, I deserve hope, because at times, growing up felt Sour Patch Kid, at times felt Laffy Taffy, you know, sad and happy, and a whole Chex Mix bag of crappy. Shit. I became crafty to be able to put bite-sized bars of passion and pain on the table. Now, I want you to take a picture of the fantasy, so that y'all could reframe the fable. Now, I want you to tell a tale that's told on the pages of Tootsie Rolls, because when they look like scrolls, time tastes ancient. And they say life's a box of chocolate. Well, the nutritional facts are written out on the back in Sanskrit, and those are bitter bites of cocoa. So for dinner, it's all food for thought. So filling up on sweet nothing for me, that's a no-no. You see, I go slow, like digestive tracts. You know, dying to digest like a reader, but to divest from traps. And they say I'm trapped, like silly rabbit. Tricks are for kids. And so tricks turn to treats because they know where you live. You live in gingerbread houses, made with peppermint porches and graham cracker garages, in a desert of desserts, because living the sweet life is like being born into mirages. You know, the mirages that were made by a mirror that got broken. So you tell me who's handy or fixing a broken mirror like teeth, because when calligraphy turns to cavities, all they say is, I want candy. I want candy. I want candy. Anybody got some candy? Let's sell yours. Peace.
But I tell you, when I saw that piece, it was just... Alonzo, you there? Alonzo, unmute yourself. Can't hear you. All right. Gina, you can unmute yourself too. Was you proud of your nephew with that piece? I know that piece was awesome. The first time I heard that, I said, wow, the creativity to come up with, you know, all of those candies and to use them in the context that you did was just, like, incredible. And you see, you've only been doing this for a year and a half. Man, look, I can imagine what 5 years down the line is going to do for you and your pen.
And you see my pride.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, indeedy. Well placed. Very well placed.
Well, you know,
I love that one.
It's becoming one of my most popular pieces so far. Like as far as social media goes, it's becoming one of my most viewed pieces.
I can see why. Did I hear from Alonzo?
No, I don't think we heard him come back.
Alonzo. I guess that wasn't him I heard. Okay, he's stuck somewhere. But that's all right. Man, my brother. 319-527-6300, the number to dial in if you got about 30 seconds to dial in before we go into overtime. But, man, let me tell you, that time sure zoomed past. I had so much fun hanging out with you, my brother.
I got a little bit more time to hang out.
All right, cool. Because, let's see.
I got a little more time.
Everybody's done their piece. I tell you what, let's do a speed round before we close things down. How's that? Everybody dig out a piece. And I'm going to play a song to give us time to get things together. I'm sorry. Say what now, Gina?
I don't have to get ready. I stay ready.
I know that's right.
I know that's right. Look, y'all going to both gang up on me now, huh? All right. All right, so we get ready to go into overtime. Call in, raise your hand, and we're going to keep it moving right along right after this short pause.
Some great and some small, you being God, delivered me from them all. Still can't believe all the way you made. Oh Lord, incredible God, these earth, incredible. believe.
Still can't believe.
Oh,
on your way to
Lord, we love you. Lord, I love you for this evening. It's been such an awesome evening. The camaraderie, the fellowship, the poetry, the lessons, all of it's been wonderful. I got everybody's mic open. So if everybody would just mute your own phone, and the speed round is going to go in this order. It's going to be Lisa starting off, and if she doesn't come in, then Gina is next, then Sincere, then myself. And if Mr. Alonzo was back with us, then he can join in as well. But we're going to do that way before we start closing things down for tonight, because I definitely want to hear something else from my brother Sincere, and I want to hear something else from Gina, and I'd love to hear something from Lisa. So we're going to start things off with Lisa Lips. The mic is yours, Queen. Lisa, are you there?
Mm-hmm.
Are you muted?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so then we'll go on to Gina can be next, or Gina can start us off then. As soon as she unmutes her mic.
I'm ready to go. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, you know. I just had to be Gina. Here we go. This is how I know I'm a poet. See, I don't just pen to tip pages. Nah, I'm poet. Let me rephrase that. I'm poetry, and I love you. My music and poetic family, including all of you. Oh, but I'm a poet. Some of y'all are too. It's like we all need poetry. It gives us a place to release. This is how I soothe my soul. Sometimes I need to daily. God-inspired verses, grace-filled flow, spiritually striving to continuously grow. I want for me. And now I joy to see daily praise. I was wheelchair bound. Now I walk the path that he sits before me. See, I'm kindred with my words. Some of y'all have heard. I hate having wondrous thoughts that escape me. They never become poetry. It saddens me. But then there are new words that come. And I play the poem. That's where I'm at home. See, I'm a weirdo and a misfit with poetry. It just makes me feel like I'm a square peg in a round world, yet I still fit. Poetry and me have an extensive background. Poetry to me has always been around, keeping my feet on solid ground. My conversation is often mistaken for a poem for me. It's just the words I like to use, and they come freely. My mother said before, I had diaper service that ended when I was less than a year old. Something that was abruptly, and all she could say was I was bougie because I did not want to have anything making me dirty. I could always speak. She said to my relatives, it's nonstop. I mean, she talks in her sleep. They were calling me amazing, constantly elevating my esteem, solidifying the reason why Regina, which means royalty and queen, is my name. Then I was by myself, and I was my own imaginary best friend inside our home or lost in my own head. That was when I was a child, but it still is in effect today. So, okay, I use my words to soothe and to share poetry paving the way, the purpose that will allow me to continuously in Jehovah's name praise. Thank you, Jesus, for making it possible for me to be here today. These stories about myself that empower me, each one is unique. Free and a necessity. See, I love being a poet. It personifies all the lyrics that I happily share with all of you who read and hear it. I am continuously going to be poetry and use it as a tool so I can always find my happy place. It's my GPS, protection, and a location for introspection. And until I die without hesitation, on all types of occasions and celebrations, I will be catching for each joy, pain, or grieving period with the poem. So y'all can hear it. First and last, special day will be punctuated with words in all caps by quoting what I'm giving you right now. Thank you.
Grandma said, baby, when you go outside, make sure you be nice to folks. Mama said on the first day of school, When you go into class, son, know that I love you. And to always make sure you be nice to your teacher and to your fellow classmates. The teacher says, welcome in class, welcome in class. Today is your first day of school, and I want all of you to get well acquainted with each other, and I want everyone to be nice to each other. If you be nice to your neighbor will be nice to you. This word nice, I've been hearing it all my life, but what does it mean? Well, nice, it comes from the late 13th century. That means the 1200s for those that are uninformed. It means foolish, ignorant, unaware, literally not knowing, careless, clumsy, weak, poor, needy, simple, and stupid. So many negative affirmations for this quote-unquote word nice, right? They say talk to me nice to me at all. You see, when my spells get casted, I had to start casting the calls. So come and sit on my couch, because I'm spilling all my pain. So can you hear my ouch? Ouch. You see, I'm screaming out niceties with light to leave, where darkness dwells, and sometimes I stay parked in hell. You know, the root chakra, and that sparks inhales. So I start inhaling blasphemies from in the cavities of chastity, because I'm chased by a ghost of holy proportions, you know, lost in the absorption of a portion of paradise lost. So I sacrifice the cross or crosses like Chris with a cruise to fix the fallacies of fantasies and frivolous feelings. Because if you talking to me nice, that means you're trying to belittle my healings. You see, my soul is under construction. I had to do my own building. You see, metaphors turn masonry into complacency. It becomes complicated and complete to complain, and you just wait and see. Well, if you wait and see, that's late to see. Well, is it late to see the early rising that's rising and raising the frequency, you know, equally, repeatedly, to speak to me with decency or decadence for a decade? So I become less laid and more paid in attention. So I stay in a dimension of ascension. Did I mention that I'm missing the loss of losing winning words to pronounce a noun in verbatim verbs? You see, these words, I make them serve. You know, service and servitude. This is purpose with perfect views of surface clues that solved the mystery of mastery, using misery to master me. So then I chapter me to turn a page to my rage, to give peace with the price and give death to a life, giving wrongs to the right, giving dark to the light, giving kindness and abundance. So the only thing I can't give or can't do is talk to you nice. You see, I'm handing you light. So in the culture of cancel, I'm canceling nice. So whatever you do, just don't talk to me nice. They say pay attention. So I ask, what's the price? What's the cost of stupidity? I guess it's a lifetime of being nice. So if bad is good and nice is evil, knowing what nice means now, will you still feel the need to be nice to people? Because I don't. I am not a nice person. Sincerely yours. Peace.
Hello? Can you see me? Does anybody see me? I feel transparent, invisible, as if I were a ghost. An invisible entity trapped between the worlds of the living and the dead, unseen and ignored by humanity over and over again. I can feel myself, sometimes smell myself, and I vaguely remember that I was once able to feel joy. But now I mostly feel sadness, loneliness, abandonment, neglect, shame, and pain. I can no longer pinpoint how all this came to be. I just know that I'm an invisible entity trapped between worlds where no one sees or cares about me. Trapped in this land of the world against me. A prisoner of hunger, tears, hopelessness, and poverty. Don't think for a moment this was by my own design. I didn't wake up and say, I want to exist like this. Jobs lost, evictions, convictions, and restrictions have all played a part. A part of me existing in a world that has no heart. If I try hard enough, I can sometimes catch a glimpse of my former life, one where I laughed and dined and danced and took simple pleasures for granted, like sleeping in a bed and going to the fridge to grab a snack or simply greeting someone who would actually greet me back. But alas, those are just fleeting memories of a life once lived. Now I'm a vaporous, invisible being with no place to call home, so aimlessly through the streets and parks and dark alleys I roam. I am so much more than this soiled shell of a man. I once had a job, a roof over my head, a family to love. Then my world came to an end, and here I am aimlessly roaming, begging and freezing, without coat, scarf, or gloves. This is far from where I want to be, but I see no way out. I'm trapped in an existence of poverty and homelessness in what claims to be the wealthiest country in the world. And yet millions are invisible like me, trapped where no one cares, where within my desolation I am viewed with disdain and with scorn. Boy, what I wouldn't give for a decent meal, a bath, a good night's sleep, to once again be able to regularly brush my teeth and without disgust look into a mirror and comb my washed hair. Instead of trying to clean up and being met by unkind words or that you are pathetic stare. I suppose all that is too much to ask, for no one cares. I see hundreds walk past me each and every day. They're afraid to give eye contact or, God forbid, just greet me or acknowledge me. Instead, they have absolutely nothing to say. I've almost forgotten I am actually a human being. Since so many have passed without caring or taking notice, I no longer care what is to become of me. Perhaps in death I will finally be free, and maybe then someone will see. Doesn't anyone see that there are many like me who, through no fault of our own, are prisoners of homelessness and poverty? The majority of us are not the drug addicts you soothe your conscience by labeling us. We are merely the victims of economic misfortune, not seeping sores oozing with pus. We are you, without the blessings you currently receive. We are fellow humans with feelings and dreams. Not all are addicts or con artists with the gift of gab or habits or nefarious schemes. Merely down on our luck, in need of a hand. But we are the invisible and without help in the mightiest of lands. We are the homeless, the invisible masses you see, don't see, each and every day. God bless you all, and maybe one day he'll bless us as well. Hello? Can you see me? Does anyone see me? Poem. Alonzo. Mr. Alonzo, are you with us?
Yes, sir.
All righty. We just finished up a speed round. I just opened everybody's mic. It was incredible. I didn't know if you wanted to share a piece with us before we start winding down, or
I do. I mean, I could give a little freestyle.
Ooh.
I'll give you a little freestyle.
Does anybody object to a freestyle, Gina?
Your style ain't free. That thing got worse to it. Stop playing out.
And with that being said, my brother Alonzo, the mic is yours, King.
Stand by. Thank you. Father, thank you again for another blessed day. You know, normally I do this in your name. Today I feel that the flesh needs to be answered, to be served, to be understood, to be attentioned. What do we do? What do I do? I thank for days like this because I get time to myself to separate the things that I am and the things that I need to do for this world. Time to myself to understand who I am. Father, I thank you for another blessed moment. You know, I thank you for the mercy, the grace, just for the understanding and the knowledge. You know, when it comes to a peace, I don't know. Besides how to come from my heart. And I don't want this to seem like it was my peace. But it was. So with that being said, you know, I just want to thank you for another blessed day. And thank you again, Father, for the mercy and the grace. And peace.
Well, I think I have to agree with Sincere on that. That poem wasn't free.
That was a line.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. See, Gina?
Thank you.
We're bringing out some other freestyle artists to give you some company in that genre.
Thank you.
That was an inspiring piece. I already titled it for you, Alonzo. It was called Thank You.
Thank you. Thank
you. Because in that piece, you were giving thanks. You were giving him thanks for you know, in the midst of things, you know, and that's something that we sometimes fail to do. So it's very important that we do take time out just to give him thanks, to show him that we recognize his presence, his hand, his grace, his mercy in so much of our lives. You know, just sometimes just
amen.
Simple thank you. You know, so I appreciate that piece. I really do. Wow. Man, I'm telling all of y'all, I had such a blast up in this piece tonight. Alonzo, before we close things down, do you have any final remarks for this phenomenal scribe that we have here?
I would just love to thank everybody that called in, those that are listening, those, and it's just, it's the spirit. I just want to thank the spirit. The spirit is everywhere and anywhere, but for it to be recognized and for us to be coming together here, I just want to thank you guys for calling in, tuning in, listening in, and those that had a piece, thank you. I really do thank you. And I just, you know, same time, same channel next week. Yeah.
There you go.
No, but yeah.
That part, yes. Don't be a stranger, none of y'all. Gina, do you have any final words for your nephew here?
You're doing what you're doing. I mean, you have stuff.
It's hard to hear you, Gina.
Can you hear me now? Hold on. Here we go. Let me turn off my Bluetooth.
There you go.
There we go.
I only had one earbud in, and now sometimes I take one out and I don't know where the other one is. So no wonder you couldn't hear me. Technology, don't you just love it? Yeah, I'm very proud of you, nephew. I want you to keep doing what you're doing. You're setting the blueprint. You got it. Just execute. Continue to be you and grow your pen, because I'm here for it, and I'm a fan, and you got me for life.
Thank you, Auntie Jane.
Wow.
I appreciate that.
Let's see.
Well,
are you with us?
It is.
Go ahead, y'all.
It is comments and reflections like that that let me know that the path that I've chosen to walk down is the right one, and it just constantly reaffirms what I already know to be true. So thank you.
Excellent. I also want to thank everybody that called in. It was a phenomenal show tonight. I just from the love that was expressed for you, my brother, I too agree with you that this is the right choice for you. You have such a power in your pen. And I sense a certain responsibility within yourself to what you write, you know. So I'm really, really blessed to be on this ride with you, and I'm going to be around for a little while checking you out, because I just want to see your growth and see what's next for you and your endeavors. Because, I mean, Lord, God don't make no mistakes, and he brought you and gave you this gift and the realization of that gift for a reason. So I'm definitely in line to see where it goes. So you might be seeing me from time to time around places. I sincerely hope that you won't be a stranger here. And I'm going to see you at the clubhouse, too, when I can. We have to support each other. But like I say, feel free
to post
any and all of yours. Cool. I like that a lot. I think one night I'm going to have a freestyle night, just to see if everybody just call in and freestyle something.
And that'll be late.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea.
That'd
be fun. Okay, you definitely will be in the mix, trust and believe. But my brother, thank you so much for agreeing to come through and let us pick your brains a little bit tonight. I, for one, am the wealthier for it. As blessed by your pieces, your energy, and just from hearing other people speak of you, it kind of restores the longevity of poetry. You know, I love this thing so much, but, you know, as with so many things, the younger generation start finding things not quite so cool to do, so it starts to dwindle. But I see in persons like yourself that it's still alive. And so that's a beautiful thing for me, and I appreciate you for that. So, with that being said, I'm going to pray us out, and I'm going to play some music for a little while. So everybody's most definitely welcome to hang out and listen to some music. But if y'all would join me once again at the throne. Oh, one more thing before I forget. How can I move in too quick? My public service announcement. If there's anyone here that was curious about this God that you hear us talk about, this Jesus that you hear us talk about, and you're curious, please feel free to hit me at Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, my brother, Mr. Alonzo, and we'll share with you what we have and share the direction you need to go to find the truth for yourself. You know, the Bible tells us to study to show ourselves approved, so you can't go by what man says, but I will help you to find what you need biblically to support your decisions. So feel free to contact us in that respect. So now, Father God, I come before you with a heart bubbling over with joy, Lord. I thank you for the words that you shared with us this evening, Father God. I thank you for this young man that you've brought into my life, Father God, this poet of such promise. I could only look forward to what it is that you would have for him in his life, Father God, to continue to hold him up, Father God, to protect him, to cover him with your wings, Lord. Build your hedge of protection around him that the enemy cannot stifle his pen or his mind or that positivity that he so willingly exhibits, Lord. Use him in a mighty way, Father God. Enlarge his territory that your word through him might be spread, that he exemplifies what living a life in faith and in joy exemplifies, Lord. We thank you for this evening. And as we depart from this platform, Father God, but never from your presence, we ask that you would continue to bless us and walk with us in this oncoming week. We ask you to bind pain, bind depression, to bind bad thoughts, Father God. Let us walk through here with joy in our heart and a smile upon our faces. Show this world that even in the midst, you can still smile and find peace in you. So we thank you, Lord. And it's the name of your precious and mighty Son, Jesus the Christ, that I pray. Amen.
Highest mountain, looked all around, couldn't find nobody. Went down into the deepest valley, looked all around down there, couldn't find nobody. I went across the deep blue sea, couldn't find one to compare to your grace, your love, your mercy. Nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, no, nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Nobody can heal like you can. Oh, most holy one, you are the great I am. Awesome in all your ways, and mighty is your hand. You are he who carried out redemption's plan. You are he who carried out redemption's plan.
Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody.
Nobody great. Nobody greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Searched all over.
Searched all over.
Couldn't find no.
Couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low. Still couldn't find nobody.
Nobody great. Nobody great.
Nobody.
Come on, lift those hands for real in here. Come on. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, no.
Nobody greater than you.
Now lift those hands, singers. And let's just give him the glory. Nobody greater.
Nobody great.
Couldn't find nobody.
Nobody great.
say they with us or not.